Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to your alarm call. Into the Light Ministries would like to present you today with Reverend David Bernier, the senior youth pastor for Into the Light Ministries. But first, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy a song by Miss Joanna Bernier as she speaks the words of God through her music to you.
Season for healing, dear.
Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall come, except there come a great falling away first. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. The term falling away, or as it is called in some texts, apostasy, means to depart from the revealed truth, to lead away, seduce, mislead, to defeat, to blind the eyes of the people by manipulating the truth, to turn one from the truth by lying signs and wonders. With this definition in mind, let us go on. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4 and 12, the Lord Jesus Christ specifically warns about all this time which is coming, and there are many people still waiting for it to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read you those verses. Again, it's Matthew 24 and verse 4 through 12. And it starts out, Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of the birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end shall come." Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at that verse, you can see right where we're at today. You can see those false preachers and those false pastors on the TBN network or anywhere else that you look nowadays. You can see them heavily in the AG church and in the Baptist churches. You can see them in the Catholic church where they worship Mary instead of God. Ladies and gentlemen, their eyes have been blinded to all that has happened over the past 20 years. And in fact, is still happening today. They have been desensitized to what they can see right in front of their own faces, so much so that they can no longer discern right from wrong, the holy from the unholy, and the pure from the profane. The television assails us night and day with violence and all manner of adultery and sexual immorality, foul language and the so-called alternative lifestyle. The music of today spews out a message of hatred of all that is clean, pure, and orderly. Gang violence is glorified and rebellion is the norm, with the exception of a few courageous souls. People seem to be willing to turn their heads and look the other way. Ladies and gentlemen, think back for those of you who are old enough to the 60s. It was a time of extremes, many of which were also evil and corruptive. But at least the people of that era had the guts to speak out and even demonstrate against those things that they felt were wrong. Many of the men and women of God have indeed spoken out against the movement from the pits of hell which has invaded the body of Christ like a cancer, yet the majority of people keep right on following their blind guides, those who call themselves pastors, leaders of the church, or even shepherds of the flock. The thing that disturbs me the most is no one appears to have any fear of either the Lord God or of hell any longer. The Word of God clearly tells us that millions of those who claim to be Christians will stand before God, and they will truly be surprised when Jesus looks at them and says, "Away from me, I never knew you." These people will plead their cases to him and tell him of all of the great and wonderful things that they did in his name. But though they have fooled the masses while they were on earth, they cannot and will not be able to fool the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will turn them around and cast them into the pit of fire quicker than you can blink your eye. Ladies and gentlemen, the place to be is not always where the crowds are gathering. We must remember that it is wide the road that leads to destruction and hell, and there will be many who follow it. It is the narrow path that leads to everlasting life, and there will be few that find it, ladies and gentlemen. If you look at Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14, you will see those scriptures that talk about hell and heaven and the roads to take. The largest church in the world in terms of populace today is overseas. It is pastored by Dr. Chow, and it is an Assemblies of God church. He certainly has the numbers, but it seems that anyone can go to the altar at Dr. Chow's church, and worship any god they choose or anything they choose to make a god out of. Many go there to worship their dead relatives. They go to worship Buddha and Krishna or the sun or whatever else they deem as a deity. And there are those who do worship Jesus. However, they put him in the company of every false god that is known to man. No matter that this is an expressly forbidden in the Word of God, the Assemblies of God Church has nevertheless ordained this man, and no matter what he seems to do or preach, they allow him to retain his credentials. In good standing, I might add. Now I have to wonder, how much of that has to do with such a large membership on the books, and consequently such a substantial amount of tithes? Oh, there we've hit it, ladies and gentlemen, tithes. That's what keeps these people going, and a percentage of those tithes, which of course go to the Assemblies of God organization. It's all about money nowadays. You turn on the TV to TBN, you will hear maybe 5 minutes of them quoting a scripture, and 45 minutes of them telling you how much they need your money to support their glorious lifestyle, which they're determined that God has ordained them to have, while you sit and hardly are able to feed your family. It is horrifying to look at the number of men and women being ordained and sent forth from the different denominational churches with their blessings that are preaching and teaching erroneous and even demonic doctrines, prophesying falsely and overtly misleading multitudes of people, mostly for the sake of financial gain or media coverage. I have first-hand knowledge of a man who is also ordained by the Assemblies of God Church, who touts himself as an evangelist with a prophetic calling, and who travels from one AG church to the next, holding so-called revival services. He travels with a woman he professes to be married to, yet I happen to know from first-hand experience that he met this woman in one of his meetings, and shortly thereafter left his saved, spirit-filled wife and their children, and ran off with this woman. In addition, he has warrants out for his arrest, for non-support of his children, and the prophecies he has been so free in giving out have been proven, for the most part, to be false. We have had the opportunity to speak with many of the people he has prophesied to, and in fact, he prophesied several times to my mother and father. And in all cases, none of these so-called words from the Lord ever came to pass in any way, shape, or form. The pastor was informed, and the elders of the church were, at the time, of both the character of this man and his false prophecies. Yet although they discovered for themselves the information I gave them was true, they not only allowed this man to continue the crusade he was having in their church, they wholeheartedly endorsed him, and the whore that he was with. They even went so far as to recommend him to another Assemblies of God church in a different town for their crusade. It is my contention that because they were able to show such large numbers of people on their membership rolls for this crusade, and because those wonderful offerings were so substantial, they purposely closed their eyes to the blatant ungodliness of this man. When I informed the people of the congregation of the truth about this man, the pastor became very angry with me and my wife, and we were both blackballed from the church. Not only that, the pastor saw to it that I was not welcome to speak in any other Assemblies of God church, which actually turned out to be a good thing for me. My question is this. Can any man or woman, knowing the vast number of false preachers being ordained, endorsed, and sent forth by the Assemblies of God church, and having knowledge of the false and demonic doctrines the church upholds, continue to retain their own AG credentials and claim to really serve the living and almighty God, the God of truth? I don't think so. Can those same pastors and leaders allow people to approach the holy altar of our Lord Jesus Christ and there worship anything from dead relatives to trees? Is this behavior really led of the Holy Spirit? Come on, people. Who really believes this? Can any denomination who ordains homosexuals and lesbians to the office of pastor or any other leadership position, who endorses abortion and same-sex marriages, and who supports child pornography as a viable means of financing the church, and who invites con artists and flim-flammers to use their pulpits as a place from which to hawk their wares, can any of these denominations really claim to be of Christ? I think not. Jesus Christ, in my book, says he is the way, the truth, and the life. He clearly says in his words, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Not Benny Hinn's commandments, not AG's commandments, not the Pope's commandments. You will obey my commandments. These people love to be called pastor and to stand up and preach before large crowds in air-conditioned, carpeted cathedrals building monuments to their own glory. They love to see their name in print on book covers and in the papers, and to be recognized on the streets, but their hearts are filled with pride and all manner of evil. Shall not God deal with these abominations? Ladies and gentlemen, I think He will, for He promised it in His Word in Ezekiel 34. And the list goes on and on and on, yet very few have ever had the courage or the intestinal fortitude to speak out publicly against these doers of iniquity. Did God not say we were to judge those inside the church, those who claim to be in the fellowship of the believers? Ladies and gentlemen, it is our job as Christians to point out these people who are going against everything God has said, who are doing everything God said we should not do. Brothers and sisters, I'm very much afraid that far too many people have been desensitized by the constant barrage of trash that pervades our lives in the form of television programs, movies, magazines, music, video games, and even the toys we allow our children to play with. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the television programs we have today. There's programs like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, based on the occult and on vampires. We have programs in television series that have nothing to do with anything but sex and everything going against God. Look at the movies today. I went to the movies the other day with my wife, and out of 15 movies that were playing, we couldn't find a single one that was worth going to see. Every one of them dealt with the occult or with something ungodly. Look at the video games with all the violence and all the gore that's in them, or the toys that we allow our children to play with. We can no longer see the truth, much less deal with it effectively. But Jesus tells us to do something while it is yet light, for night is coming when no one will be able to do anything. And my friends, it is coming sooner than anyone seems to realize. It is time to stand up and to be counted on the side of Christ. Or you can just sit there and continue to say and do nothing. And when that great day arrives and we stand before Jesus and look into those eyes of fire, you will hear those words that will bring dread to your heart. Away from me, I never knew you. After which you will be cast into the lake of fire, where you will spend an eternity of torment in that terrifying place where hope no longer exists and reprieve is unheard of. Hell, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Forever, time without end, on and on and on and on. It's all there, described in graphic detail in the Bible. That's right, I said the Bible. How many of those churches today even pick up a Bible? Everything's wrote down for them by the writers, and they read it off of a teleprompter. I don't even think half of them know what a Bible is. The Bible, the written and infallible Word of God. Come on, people, open your eyes and look around you. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. How much more could these so-called church of today do to offend the Lord? How much farther away from God will they get? Actually, in my opinion, I don't think there's much farther away they could get. There is no damnable heresy left to preach that they are not already preaching. Yes, the churches of today are filled with false teachers and false prophets, preaching and teaching a doctrine of demons, seducing the weak-minded, the fat, lazy, and unconcerned multitudes who warm the pews every Sunday and Wednesday night, denying the power of God and using godliness as a means to financial gain. Homosexuals and lesbians stand in the pulpits as ordained ministers, while carefully choreographed dancers and singers entertain the sleeping masses. Do you know that in Tennessee there are places where they have keggers for Christ? In Nevada, there are actually a group called Strippers for Christ. And on the TBN network, we have the Fat Little Piglets who preach against the present-day move of the Holy Spirit. They tell you it's a sin to smoke and drink coffee, but it's okay for them to be overweight with the heart of a glutton and to use all your money for their own gain. Ladies and gentlemen, that money doesn't go for God. That money goes for them. Where do you think they get those houses? You're paying for them. They build glass monuments unto themselves with your money. They allow their faithful parishioners to buy panes of glass at $1,000 each, for which their parishioners receive a brass plaque with their name on it, which is stuck to the end of a pew. Then have the audacity to call it a house of worship unto the Lord? How dare they? They preach mind over matter and positive thinking, speak it into existence and divine health. Not divine healing, mind you, divine health. There are two differences here. They preach divine health, which means that you will be healthy forever and never have sickness. Divine healing is of God, where you can be healed from your sickness by the Lord. They teach the prosperity doctrines. Money is all the rage, while making regular visits to their own doctors so they can get the medication they need to cure the illness they have. Well, where's their divine health gone if they have to keep go seeing their doctors? They make regular visits to their banker to take out your money and furnish their lavish lifestyle, and they want you to believe God wants them to lead it. They encourage the worship of dead relatives, of the saints and apostles, the worship of Mary, in fact, the worship of almost anyone or anything you can think of, as long as it puts another penny in their pocket. A while ago, I heard one of the main religious leaders of today make a statement which typifies his entire denominational belief structure. He stated, and I quote, "If a married man died while having intercourse with a prostitute, and he had once been saved in the Baptist church, he would go straight to heaven. Yet the one who created the heavens and earth, the living and almighty, the one true God, who has set forth the rules and regulations for entering into the blessed and everlasting glorious place called heaven, tells us in his word that outside are the adulterers and the sexually immoral. They're not inside, they're outside, they're in hell, burning for eternity." This same man blatantly and consistently denies the power and move of the Holy Spirit. He attributes the move of God to the devil, which to my understanding is blasphemy of the Spirit. The largest cult in the world worships Mary, the mother of Jesus, granting her equal status with God and encouraging others to do the same. My God, have they never read Jeremiah chapter 7 and 44? They think that this is going to get them to heaven by worshiping a patron saint or worshiping Mary? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to happily smile and wave to them as they go off the platform into hell. Will God not put a stop to these money-grubbing promoters of this demonic gospel of self-indulgence and complacency? Will he not lift his mighty hand to smite these workers of iniquity? The scripture tells us, yes, he will, and very soon. Only one thing remains, ladies and gentlemen. Repent of your sins. Acknowledge the truth and draw nigh unto God. For the day of the Lord is at hand, and the door will be closed sooner than you think. Any one of you who've listened to our program in the past can hear that we are always telling you about the time is at hand. 20 years ago, the time wasn't at hand. 20 years ago, we had time to be nice and to work through these problems. Ladies and gentlemen, that time is over. Now we're to the point where it's either get right or get out, and I'm sorry, but that's the way it has to be. You look back to the scripture, you will hear wars and rumors of wars. Well, what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen? We have wars. We have rumors of wars in different areas. We have nations rising against nations. We have kingdoms rising against kingdoms. We have all the sexual immorality that is in the movies today and in TVs, in the books that people read. Go into your local gas station and look at the paper rack. You can't find anything but the pornographic magazines that sit there. They give out condoms in schools. Ladies and gentlemen, we should not be giving out condoms in schools. We should be telling these kids to stop having sex. This is the only way that anything is going to change. But instead, we sit there, we have these so-called Christian advocates who willingly pass out these condoms and these sexual education courses to these kids. They're not stopping it, ladies and gentlemen. They're helping it. These are your kids in these schools. Shouldn't you do something about it? Get some guts, stand up, and speak out for what is right. Too many people nowadays are afraid of God, afraid to do what God has commanded us to do, which is to stand up and speak out. I know there are people out there today who are listening to what I'm saying about the homosexuals and the Catholic Church and the Assemblies of God and are saying to themselves, my God, how can he say this? These people are Christians. They are not Christians. They will burn in hell forever, and so will you if you do not change. I can just see the DJ at the radio station listening to what I'm saying. He probably can't stand the fact that this message is playing. And if you can't stand it, ladies and gentlemen, that's conviction of the Lord God Almighty in you telling you that you need to change and get right with God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that hard. Bow your heads. If you're in your car, pull it over. So you're worried about going to work. Who cares? This is your life we're talking about. Work can wait. If they don't understand, you tell them when you get there. You have some guts and you tell them that you pulled over to pray to the God that you believe in. If you are saved or you think you're saved and something in this message is touching you and turning you, that is conviction, ladies and gentlemen. Conviction of the Holy Spirit of God speaking unto you, telling you that there is something in your life that needs to be changed. If you are unsaved and you can see all these things, which I personally think that the people that are unsaved are able to see a lot more than those so-called saved people out there, because you look at these things and you don't have to sit back and think about everything that you know or been taught. You just don't care. You look at them and see the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are saved and unsaved, I ask you to pull your car over, to get off that chair, to bow your head, and sit there and pray with me right now. You can repeat after me, or you can pray your own prayer. It doesn't matter. God doesn't need long speeches from you and long sermons. Say what you feel. Say what you know is right. God hears you. And if you are honest and you truly believe in God, He will change these things for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to follow after me, you can do so. Father God, we as a people come before you, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to come into our lives and to touch us, Father God, to forgive us of those sins of the sexual immorality and the wickedness and the evil that grows within us every day, where we sit and get fat and we don't care a thing about the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to forgive us, Father God, to touch us, to help us move in the way that we need to go to speak to the Lord directly, to talk to the Father, to go to the masses, to go to the highways and the byways and gather people for the wedding banquet. Father God, we ask you right now to come back into our lives, or to come into our life for the first time, and to just touch us, Father God, to show us without a doubt that we would know that it is you, and that we would have the courage to stand up and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the masses, Father God, that we would not sit and get fat. Will the people go to hell, Father God, when we could do something about it? We ask you to come into our lives and to touch us right now, Lord Jesus. In your name, Father God, we ask you, Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that hard to stand up and to be counted with God. So you have to give up some things in your life. Well, look at those things in your life that you have to give up. Are they really worth keeping? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing in this world, not your car, your house, and yes, even your family, is not worth going to hell over. So get rid of it all and ask God to come into your life and to save you. So it may take getting rid of your car. I will send you a list of all the cars, the houses, and the people that I have disassociated myself with so that I may go to heaven. And I'm not saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm any better than you are, or that I know any more than you do. I'm just saying that over the years, I've learned some things, and I'm hoping that this will help you to learn also. We ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to please pray on this and meditate on it. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we ask you to join us again next week, this same time and this same station, for your alarm call. Remember, should you wish to contact us, you can do so on the World Wide Web at www.intothelight.org. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.